Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1459, air date June 14th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Idure. Today, we're going to be having a very, very good discussion on Moringa. Now, we have discussed Moringa before, but we're going to do this in the context of its effect on diabetes. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about Moringa on diabetes. Now, a couple of things I want to say is that everything that you guys know we do at Truth Freedom Health, and you guys can go get, you know, learn more about the movement for Truth Freedom Health at truthfreedomhealth.com. Everything we do is to take a systems approach, be it to politics, be it to science, be it to health. And when you take a systems approach, you get a much more whole view of what's actually taking place. The reductionist approach is the opposite of the systems approach. In a reductionist approach, you know, you have a whole thing, but you look at the parts of it, and then you just focus on the parts and you try to tweak the parts or find some solution for that one part, but it may have side effects elsewhere. System science is actually about understanding the connections between the parts, so you get a whole systems view, what is called an emergent property. And that's what we do. So the system science approach is one of the most powerful ways for people to actually get a grasp on what's going on in the world. So my journey to systems went through this process, not something I created, but it just happened fortuitously across many, many different disciplines that forced me to understand how to integrate things. So before we start, I want to play for you a video as people are joining on my journey to systems. But it is the science of systems that's going to give us real health, give us real science, truth, and give us real freedom. Truth Freedom Health is going to emerge from a systems approach. Truth Freedom Health itself is a systems approach, and I'll talk more about that. But again, to those of you joining, today we're going to have a discussion about Moringa, which is an amazing plant, and its effects on diabetes. But we're going to take a systems approach. Watch this video on Journey to Systems. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer, and to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, to everyone joining, welcome again. Our discussion today is on a very powerful herb food called moringai. So we're going to talk about that and its effect on diabetes. So the way we're going to cover this is we're going to first of all go through the power of system science, which I just played you that important video, which gives you my journey to systems. And then we're going to go over the science and biology of moringa. And then we're going to give you an understanding that there's a lot of evidence, which you won't hear, unfortunately, broadly, but you will get it here, about how moringa compares to big pharma's drugs. And there's some very interesting research done on that. And then we're going to look at the health benefits of moringa and how moringa affects diabetes. Diabetes, again, is a very complex system that emerges of dysfunctions in particular molecular pathways. And then we're going to talk about how much moringa is good for you. And is moringa right for you? Not everything is good for everyone. People in the alternative health world mistakenly think, oh, this is good. And it's a vegetable. It must be good for you. But all food is medicine. You have to be careful under what conditions you take things and how much. So we make that very, very apparent here in everything we do at Truth, Freedom, Health. And then we're going to talk about how you can support our research. Now, as I shared, our effort in everything we do is to teach you to think, fight, and heal. It's not just about health. It's not just about science and thinking. It's not just about activism, but you have to do all three. You have to be a Renaissance person. To support you in that effort, we've created three very powerful platforms. Truth, Freedom, Health is really the leadership institute. I'll play a video later, but all of you, if you made it this far, should get involved and become a Truth, Freedom, Health warrior scholar. It's a way that you can support yourself, support us, but you can go from very embryonic understanding of how the world works all the way to becoming a leader in a geographical region. And to support you in that, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. I'll play a video later, but it's a powerful system science program. You can spend, you know, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, 30 years of your life trying to uncover it, but I've made it accessible to everyone. It's the course-wise, the same content I used to teach at MIT many years ago, but now it's layered with a community of people, methods for activism and to create leaders out of you. But you have to get educated or you will be enslaved. If you want to know more, every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we do an orientation. You can go to vashiva.com/orientation and sign up. And the other piece of what we do, that's for the activism piece and leadership. The other solutions we've created with the same systems approach is Systems Health. All of you are interested in health and perhaps want to change your careers and want to become a professional, a systems health professional, you can come to our tutorial, vashiva.com/tutorial. It's introductory. In fact, this July, we have a major workshop taking place. You can get trained. You don't have to be in the health industry. You could have an interest in it. But we have people who are just interested, people who are health professionals, nurses, doctors, people who are alternative health professionals who've gone through it. But it really enhances their understanding of how to really support people in finding out what the right medicine is for the right person at the right time with the right food. And then Cytosolve is the technology platform that came out of my PhD work that is a revolutionary platform without the need for animal testing. We're able to look holistically at research done across multiple institutions, multiple papers, because you can't just trust anyone, and extract from those molecular mechanisms, integrate them, build architectures of, let's say, a disease or dysfunction or a function, and then figure out which interventions can work and create new medicines. And every Tuesdays at 11 a.m., we do a symposium, the beginning of the month, and you're welcome to attend. So as you can see in the slide, when we talk about Moringa on diabetes, you notice the slide says science, the politics, and the health. So even when we talk about whether we're talking about Moringa, whether we're talking about Russia, whether we're talking about any particular thing, the quote unquote, the pandemic, we always take a scientific approach, the political approach, and the health approach. All three are integrated. They're not separated. So this is quite unique in how we approach everything. So let's talk about Moringa. First of all, it's known as the tree of life. It's widely grown in many tropical and subtropical areas. The earliest documented medicinal use of it is in about 150 BC. Now, what's interesting is with Moringa, they use every part of it, the leaves, the seeds, the bark, the roots, the sap even, the flowers, and they're all used in traditional medicines in very, very specific ways. So it is known as the tree of life. In fact, the World Health Organization said this single tree can probably save humanity. Now, Ayurveda uses Moringa, which is to treat diabetes. Ayurveda is one of the oldest systems in the world of medicine, Siddha being the oldest. But Ayurveda and Siddha have documented use of diabetes, or use of Moringa for diabetes, heart disease, anemia, arthritis, liver disease, respiratory, skin, and digestive disorders. Now, in Africa, the leaves were dried and powdered to enhance nutrition in everyday meals. If you look at the nutritional profile of the leaves, they're literally like a vitamin supplement for men and women, very powerful. In Southeast Asia, the Moringa leaves are used as feedstock. So people will combine the leaves to what they feed their cows or their goats, et cetera, and really supports, boosts the health as well as the productivity, reproductivity specifically of farm animals. The leaves and the pods, the Moringa tree has these long fruits that long, they're pods. In South Indian traditional culture, they're used for curries and soups for meeting particular nutritional requirements. Everything we discuss recognizes and honors that these plants are medicine. Food is medicine. And as a part of this, we have to recognize that not all of these foods are good for all people. And some of them may be good for you at certain times and may not be good at other times. Again, this is a systems approach. It takes personalization into account. It takes the concept of time. Things are always changing. So you can't just be always on the same diet all the time. You have to be able to modulate based on what's going on within you and the surroundings. So food is medicine. So it's very important to honor that. Now, relative to the research, there's been over 3,000 research articles in the Western literature done on Moringa, 23 clinical trials, and about 85 years of research. So it's a reasonably well-researched plant. What we do at Cytosol is we look broadly across all of this research. We curate it. We extract out the molecular mechanisms of action, which are chemical reactions, and then we get a whole understanding of it. And this is done using our Cytosol technology platform that took a long time to develop, you know, started back in 2003, and it's kept evolving, but it's a very powerful platform to enable us to do this. And what we uncovered using Cytosol is that Moringa, when you look at aggregate, has 25 molecules that have been well studied. It's got about 110 compounds overall, but these 21 have been very well studied. And you notice that it has various types of compounds, alkaloids, saponins, tannins, steroids even, glucosinolates, flavonoids, and terpenes.
So these are classes of compounds. And if you know a little bit about these classes, they're very powerful classes of compounds. And Moringai has all of these. Now, relative to minerals, it's got six minerals. You can see from calcium to copper, potassium, zinc, magnesium, iron. In that sense, it's a mineral supplement. It also has all the main vitamins A, B, C, D, and E. But most importantly, from a medicinal standpoint, it has the tannins, the sterols, the terpenoids, the flavonoids, the saponins, the anthraquinones, the alkaloids, the glucosinolates, the isothiocyanates, and we're going to talk about that relative to diabetes, and the glycoside compounds. And then if you look at the molecules, I mean, these molecule structures are quite interesting. If you take an organic chemistry course, you can get a deeper understanding. But epicatechin, which appears in green tea, is in moringai. Quercetin, which is on the skin of most fruits and vegetables. Niacin, cytosterol, marumoside A, and glucomeringin. Okay, and these are all organic molecules. So, what are the eight effects of, you know, documented biological effects of moringai? So, when you look at the many, many things, we use cytosol to really understand what are the documented biological effects. And these are the ones there's quite a bit of research on of its documented effects. First of all, anti-cancer. It induces apoptosis. Apoptosis is cell death. You see, in cancer or certain diseases, cells that are supposed to die don't die. That's what apoptosis is. Cell death, so moringai induces that. It induces a cell cycle arrest. It modulates blood glucose, very, very important for diabetes. And we'll talk about how it's antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. It protects the brain, and it's an antioxidant. So you can look at, these are the eight powerful effects of moringa. Okay. Now, some people say, how do you pronounce moringa? Americans may say moringa or Westerners, but if you put a Tamil accent, it's moringai, moringai. So G-A-Y, okay, moringai. So that's a moringai. It's a different way to pronounce it. So what are the health benefits of moringai? Well, here's the moringai oleifera tree. And by the way, when I was growing up in our village, there was always these trees. My grandparents in their small hut where they kept the farm animals, you know, a couple of cows, from the middle of that hut grew one of these moringai trees. Quite extraordinary looking tree. But the health benefits come from the leaves, the bark, the flower, the root, and the pods. The leaves, as you can see, have many, many effects, from fighting malaria to fighting the flu to boosting the immune system, fighting typhoid, fevers, fighting arthritis, fighting various diseases of the skin, reducing hypertension, fighting parasitic diseases. I mean, it truly is a tree of life. It's a contraceptive remedy, a genitourinary ailments. It boosts the immune system, elicits lactation, you know, fights aging. So this is why it was considered the tree of life. The bark of the tree supports digestion, reduces stomach pain, you know, improves vision, reduces ulcer, or you know, helps resolve ulcers. Again, anti-hypertensive, helps fight joint pain, anemia, diabetes, and cough. So, I mean, it's obvious this is a food. It's truly a powerful food. The flower helps fight cancer, inflammation, hysteria, right? Mental issues, enlargement of the spleen, muscle diseases, and also is known to be a very powerful aphrodisiac. And the root has been known to fight epilepsy or help with epilepsy. It helps during labor, toothaches, antiparasitic for worms, and antiparalytic. And the pods, which are these long fruits, are really, really powerful for people who are malnourished or help fight infantile paralysis or convulsions. So it is truly a power food. If you want to get moringai, you know, if you're in a place like India, it grows in a lot of places, same in Africa. In the United States, you can get it sometimes at these ethnic food stores. So let's talk about moringai now on diabetes. So we have an understanding. This is truly a medicinal plant. Its food is medicine in this case, definitively. But it has some very important molecules. And these molecules, as we're going to talk about, have a very powerful effect on addressing diabetes. So before we are going to jump into that, we want to give a little bit of understanding on, you know, I'll walk you through some of the molecular pathways of diabetes as we walk through this. Okay. So when you have diabetes, right, the effect of moringa in diabetes, it inhibits alpha glucosidase and alpha amylase. Now, why is this good? You see, when your blood glucose levels are high, which means you have a lot of sugar in your blood in diabetes, and by the way, that's linked to cardiovascular disease, right? So that's what happens. Your blood glucose levels get very high in diabetes. Now, in the small intestine, alpha amylase, right here, this is in your small intestine, and alpha glucoside convert complex carbohydrates. So you eat, you know, fruits or vegetables or grains or oats, right? Things like that. They convert those complex carbohydrates into glucose. And thereby, you increase your blood glucose level. So alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase are the things that break down the carbohydrates so your body creates energy, glucose, okay? Now, there are flavonoids and isothiocyanates in moringae, some molecules. So again, these flavonoids over here and these isothiocyanates, and what they do is they inhibit these two enzymes. It should actually be alpha glucosidase. So they lower the they slow down carbohydrate digestion. So if you eat, say, some oats or some complex carbohydrate or any carbohydrate, typically these two enzymes are released and they start digesting and they deliver lots of sugar into your blood. So what the flavonoids and the isothiocyanates in moringae do is they slow down alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase. So they slow down the digestive process. So you're slowing down the absorption. So they fundamentally the slower digestion results in controlled, what's known as postprandial blood glucose levels. And this enhances the glycemic control and reduces risk of cardiovascular disease. So what you're doing is you are modulating how much blood gets released into your bloodstream. So it's quite interesting. It's quite powerful that it lets you modulate the glucose into your bloodstream. And this is sort of what you know, happens with diabetics. They have you know, these sugar spikes. So this modulates it. This is one of the really, really cool things about how moringae helps in diabetes. It, interestingly enough, mimics insulin, right? So diabetics, you know, they're typically on insulin, unless if they don't know how to follow a good diet, right? And they try to recover from it. But diabetics, a typical pharma model is you put them on insulin. Okay, so that's what it is. But what's fascinating is that moringae has some very interesting chemicals in there, compounds that mimic, which means trick the body to think, you know, they have insulin, okay? In fact, they do the same effect, and I'll talk about that. So first of all, insulin from your pancreas regulates your blood glucose, okay? Again, insulin from your pancreas, which is released, regulates your blood glucose. And insulin interactions promote activation of a very, very important pathway called PI3 AKT pathways, okay? So these pathways are very important and are activated by insulin interactions. Now that PI3 AKT activation, what it does, it upregulates and the translocation of this molecule, GLUT4. So here's the PI3 AKT activation. When this is activated, it literally results in the translocation right here on the surface of the GLUT4 receptors, okay? Transporters. And At the cell membrane, these GLUT4 transporters promote glucose uptake into cells, and they also lower blood glucose levels. So here's your blood. You have glucose in the blood, okay? And what happens is these GLUT4 transporters, you know, take glucose out of your blood, okay, and they bring them in. So what's interesting is the thiocyanates and flavonoids from moringai, they literally mimic insulin and promote glucose uptake via these GLUT4 transporters. And thereby, they're lowering the blood glucose level. So to keep it simple, in your blood, you don't want tons of glucose in there. That's what's called a sugar spike. So when you consume moringai, the flavonoids and isothiocyanates in moringai, so here's the cell surface, go to the insulin receptor. So this receptor thinks its insulin is coming to it. So it's mimicking insulin, these flavonoids and isothiocyanates. They activate, so these then activate the translocation of the GLUT4 to cell membrane. So what happens, this translocation process, these move up here. So through this reaction, the GLUT4 goes, they translocate to the cell membrane. And through this process, they're able to, like a vacuum cleaner, suck up glucose. And that's a good thing. So that's what's going on. I hope that makes sense. Quite extraordinary. So you have this very powerful molecule, GLUT4, which translocates, goes to the cell membrane, and sucks glucose out of the blood. Okay? Very complex system. All right. So, but I wanted to share that with you, that moringai has these isothiocyanates. So you can share that with the people. Isothiocyanates, which mimic insulin. Another thing that happens in diabetes, you get inflammation in the pancreatic cells. And what the flavonoids and phenolic compounds in moringai do is they have an anti-inflammatory effect in pancreatic cells, anti-inflammatory effects. So what goes on here is, right here you can see inflammation occurs because of these cytokines. I've talked about this before, the cytokine storm. So IL-6 is a cytokine, TNF-alpha, IL-1 beta. These are pro-inflammatory cytokines. You have these in your body, you're going to get inflammation. And when you have inflammation, guess what happens? It stops insulin secretion. This is the onset of the diabetic process here. You reduce the insulin secretion. This is why diabetics are taking insulin. The inflammation is actually stopping insulin secretion. Again, inflammation stops insulin secretion. How does that occur? Because of these specific cytokines, IL-6, TNF-alpha, and IL-1 beta. Now, if you go upstream of this, NF-kappa beta is the thing that initiates these cytokines. So these cytokines, again, downregulate the production of insulin in diabetes by damaging, actually, the inflammation damages the beta cells, the pancreatic beta cells. So the pancreas is basically getting damaged, the beta cells there, and they stop, or they don't release insulin properly, okay? So this is what you can get, blood glucose control issues. Now, the isothiocyanates and flavonoids from moringai, what they do is they inhibit the NF-kappa beta pathway, which is responsible for the cytokine production. So NF-kappa beta leads to the cytokine production, leads to inflammation. You start damaging the pancreatic beta cells, and then you have, dysfunction in insulin secretion. So moringai actually protects, has a protective effect on the pancreatic beta cells from inflammatory damage. And thereby, what it's doing is it's improving glucose insulin production and blood glucose homeostasis. So insulin needs to be released properly by the pancreatic beta cells to have proper blood glucose homeostasis, which means balance. And if you have inflammation going on in your body, that's gonna, affect that. And that's why the compounds in moringai have a very, very powerful effect in modulating that. Again, quite extraordinary, okay? Again, those of you who are joining us late today, we're talking about the effect of a very powerful plant called moringai on diabetes. We've explored the various chemical compounds. And now we just reviewed three of the powerful effects of how moringai supports diabetes. So it's quite, now there's probably other mechanisms, but this is what we've been able to uncover. Many of you know, we at Cytosolve, which is a solution of the larger Truth from Health movement, the scientific solution, which allows us to do extraordinary research faster, cheaper, and safer than any of these academic institutions out there. Most of them don't care to do that, but we're able to look at compounds in nature, and compounds in nature, like we just went with moringa, have many, many different, molecules or ingredients in nature, many, many different molecules and compounds. We're able to understand the complexity and see how we can understand the synergy of those molecules on different effects. All right, but using that same process, we've been able to model different diseases using Cytosolve's approach and look at nature and figure out which compounds work together to have positive effects. I've been for many, many years helping other companies. And about 2-3 years ago, we said, why don't we use this to really model a dysfunction called osteoarthritis, joint health, pain, inflammation. And we discovered a combination of two very powerful ingredients from nature. So again, food is medicine. So we discovered these from these fruits and herbs and flowers and stems and et cetera, leaves. We found a couple of compounds when in the right combination, and we did the research, has a very powerful effect on reducing pain and inflammation. That was a result of MV25. The reason I'm sharing this is obviously we've created a product. We want you guys to take advantage of it. But more importantly, this process of doing this, we encourage you to support Cytosolve Open Science Institute. All of you can also be part of this. Use it, leverage it to do your own research, create your own products if you want. So as I take a quick break here, let me just play you what MV25 is, which is really a powerful product that comes from this deep value of nature, but using engineering systems approaches and a systems approach.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. Not have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, I hope that gives you an idea of the power of this capability for research, but also product development. So you can go to mb25.life and check it out. Similarly, we also care about our animals. You know, this technology can be also be used for producing new products for animals. K9701 is a product that I was very fortunate to get involved in its development and support and research because we care about our pets. And this product is an integration of about 10 or 12 different foods and minerals and compounds in nature. And it's literally a whole food supplement. So wanted to share that with you also. But again, this is the power of Cytosolve. Now, so we've talked about the science. We promised you the science, the politics, and the health of Moringai. Okay, let's talk about the politics. The politics of research are quite extraordinary because the modern research environment, unfortunately, after the Mansfield Amendment, has been hijacked, where academic research is not always doing research, probably less and less more in the interest of people. So if there are things in nature which cost pennies to cure or help assist people, versus you can create a synthetic compound and sell it for hundreds of thousands of dollars, there's an unfortunate collusion between academics and that world of big pharma. However, because of Cytosolve, we like to look at a systems approach, but we also like to find out, oh, given everything we've told you about Moringai, what are there researchers who were honest and figured out some valuable ways that Moringai actually does as good or better than big pharma? So I want to share that because the politics here are there should be more of this research done. Unfortunately, there isn't, but we did find some important ones. So for example, Moringai as medicine. So Moringai oleifera is more effective than metformin, okay? Which is what is one of the important compounds that big pharma promotes in reducing TNF-alpha expression, glucose and insulin levels in animal models, okay? So Moringai is more effective, and this is not us sharing it, but this comes from the research that Cytosol was able to curate and discover. So for example, here's normal control of TNF-alpha expression, right? Remember, when you reduce TNF-alpha expression, which is a cytokine, you make sure that you get better insulin modulation, right? We just talked about that in the pancreatic beta cells. So this is normal. Here's a disease state where you have TNF expression is high. Metformin brings it up, but look at Moringai brings it down even better. So Moringai has a much better effect on downregulating TNF alpha expression than metformin. Okay, so you can share that with your friends. A lot of people in the scientific world hail metformin as this very powerful drug, but look at Moringai does better. Another thing people found is that the Moringai leaves extract, MLE, short name, is equally effective in lowering liver damage related enzymes compared to the drug silymarin. Okay, so you can see right here that we have the control case, the disease case, and then we have the fact right here that Moringai does, you know, equally effective. It's pretty close, right? But this is a major drug. So, but Moringai does equally effective in lowering liver damage that's related to enzymes compared to the drug silymarin. So that's something that I think should be also of note because the liver is key, functioning of the liver is key in diabetes, just like, you know, controlling glucose is. So that's, those two things are quite powerful. So here in this case, Moringai performs better than metformin in terms of TNF-alpha expression, and here it performs better in supporting the liver. So now why is it that these things are not talked about widely and we don't put more and more research into it? Because there's an unfortunate collusion between big academia, the big journal publishers, the big pharma, the big government, and these people rotate through them. And there's a lot of economic incentives to focus on synthetic drugs versus exploring things in nature, essentially treating food as medicine. And if you know about the pharma industry, the entire industry is in peril. This is why they needed the vaccine, because for them to take a synthetic compound and produce a drug, it takes them 15 years, you know, $5 billion. And in fact, the drugs that come out actually are harmful. This is why over the many years, they increase spending more and more money on R&D, but they're even the FDA is approving less and less drugs. This is why the vaccine was central to saving big pharma, meaning the vaccine narrative. All right. Artificial immunization, to be a little more specific. But the model of the modern medical world is a reductionist approach. So if the elephant represents diabetes, they incentivize researchers to go study pieces of it and come with siloed solutions. And they end up with a very dysfunctional view of even diabetes. So that's why at Cytosol, we take a whole systems approach. We want to eliminate the need for animal testing. In fact, more and more body of experiments is, or research are showing you don't even need to do animal testing. But we also, from a political standpoint, have a great reverence for traditional and indigenous cultures. Moringai has been used for, you know, over 2,000-3,000 years. Traditional cultures understood this. And we at Cytosol take a systems-based approach to validate these ancient systems of medicine, the ones that work, so more of us can benefit from them. Big pharma doesn't. They may talk about diversity, they may talk about inclusivity, but they really don't want to include traditional systems of medicine. So if you want to support everything we do, go to vashiva.com/openscience, donate. We do a lot of research as a public service. And when you donate, you can go fund a particular area of research. And when you donate to us, we don't just take your money. We give you back a lot of stuff. We give you back an understanding of the whole world as a system, Truth, Freedom, Health as a system. There's many lectures. You get 4 books. You get access to a very powerful tool called Your Body, Your System. You can get certified in Foundations of Systems. It's, you get about 15 different gifts. And so why this is important from a political standpoint is that if you're just a scientist working in your cube or just a health activist doing some, or health person, and you don't understand the politics of the intersection of truth, freedom, health, you will always get taken advantage of. So you can support our institute, but when you support us, we support you to become truth, freedom, health warrior scholars. So let me play you a quick video on why all of you must become a whole person to think, fight, and heal.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a 4-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with as a part of this movement, we're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game. And then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone, so get involved in Truth, Freedom, Health. It's a way that you support yourself to take a systems approach, and you get lots and lots of gifts, 15 different gifts. So get involved. The other piece we want to talk about is, by the way, every first Tuesdays of a month, we do a Cytosol Symposium on a topic of interest. It's about our symposium. You can participate in Q&A. So the last piece we want to talk about is that everyone seems to think, I've shared a lot of good stuff here in Moringai, but is it good for everyone? Should everyone start consuming it, okay? And Jeffrey, thank you. Jeffrey has a good statement here. He goes, we will win when we get educated in the science of systems and become a warrior scholar, truth, freedom, health, with right action at right time with right people. Great, Jeffrey. Yeah. So get, you know, what Jeffrey's referring to, he's a truth, freedom, health warrior scholar out of the Netherlands. When you go through this program, you really start to learn the importance of you understanding the science of systems. So you start seeing things in a much more profoundly honest way. And you understand there's no sort of pro and anti here. It's about finding the right things at the right time. So when we talk about Moringa, I've just shared with you these amazing properties about it. But is it always good? You know, should you always have it? Most people will not talk about that because they just want to give a one-sided view of reality, and that's not what we do here. So first of all, if you're going to have moringai, you know, typically in traditional cultures, it grows wild. People don't use pesticides. So obviously it's important to get this food from organic sources, you know, because we know that the pesticides that are used are linked to lung, liver, kidney, thyroid toxicity, and are carcinogenic. They also actually lead to diabetes, okay, on insulin dysfunction. So be aware of this. So yes, moringa is good. Again, what is the sourcing? You have to ask about sourcing with all ingredients these days. Now, is it right for you? And what does the current science say? Well, according to Stowe's et al., about 2.5 to 4 grams a day. You can get it as powders. You can get it as food. So that's in 2015, that research. NumBR in 2010 found out for cholesterol control, about 5 grams per day of the dehydrated leaves. For diabetes control, because that's what this is about, it's about 8 grams per day. 8 grams per day. Again, that's from Stowe's et al. At 2015. Moringai, the properties of moringai, we'll do a whole thing on this later on, it also supports milk production, lactation in cows. And that's Turkey's Maz et al. In 2011. And this is why in traditional cultures, they would feed the moringai leaves to the cows. In this case, it's about 500 milligrams per day of the leaf extract. Now, the issues that one needs to consider if you're going to start consuming moringai, overdose can cause itching. Some people have skin issues or diarrhea. So these are things to consider. So if you're prone to skin issues and itching and diarrhea, be aware of this. Doesn't mean you don't take it, but be aware that these are one of the potential effects of overdosing on it. Again, food is medicine. We don't want to say with a broad, someone saying, where do we get moringai leaves from? Yeah. So in the US, Molly, you can go to Indian stores. There's Indian grocery stores now. You can get it online. You can order it. But the Indian grocery stores actually sell the leaves and you can get it from there. A nice way to prepare it is you take a little bit of ghee, which is clarified butter, very lightly, and you can saute it. And it releases a lot of the nutrients, but that's one place you can get it. It's probably other places. Now, is moringa right for you? So I have created a very powerful way integrating Eastern and Western medicine into an educational program called Systems Health. And all of you are encouraged to go to systemshealth.com, go to the workshops button, and you can learn more. We're retraining healthcare professionals or people who want to get into the healthcare industry in Systems Health. But one of the applications I developed to support Systems Health is a powerful tool called Your Body, Your System. Now, with Your Body, Your System, what you're able to do is you're actually able to get a deep understanding about the body as a system and figure out what things may be right for you. And this approach that I developed integrates engineering system science, where we see the world as the forces of transport, conversion, and storage, with Eastern systems of Indian medicine that I uncovered were the same forces. The Indians just called it differently, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And in those systems of medicine, what I found was this very powerful bridge. Using that bridge, I created a tool. So you answer a set of questions, very similar to the analysis my grandmother would do, or an engineering systems person, and you can figure out what kind of system you are. You see this red dot once you answer these 30 questions in this field of transport, conversion, storage. Three forces figures out how much of that you have. Everyone's different. Now, the idea is if your body is in alignment with itself, where the red dot is, your body has a self-healing property, homeostasis. But if your body's off course, which is like this black dot, the goal of health is to bring your body back. And that's why food, supplements, exercises can keep you in balance, back to your balance. Everyone's different. So the tool actually helps you figure out what's right for you. It's quite extraordinary. What's the right exercises? What's the right foods, but it's fundamentally, this is not to replace your doctor, right? Big disclaimer. The goal is to give you an ability to understand that the forces of the universe are manifest in the things that we do and consume. And so using that approach, we actually look at what moringai does. Well, moringai decreases transport. It decreases conversion processes, but it increases, which means, you know, this is what we're talking about, burning, right? If you want to modulate the process of releasing carbohydrates into your bloodstream. So it decreases that process and it increases storage. It builds muscle, right? It's an anabolic. The Russians have been using moringa for years. And it also calms things down. That's the decreasing of transport motion. So this is from an east-west perspective. If you want to now look at you, so using your body, your system, you could understand who you are and then where your body is. So if your body is up here, which is a black dot, this is good. It'll decrease transport and it'll bring you back to homeostasis here, as you can see. So this is a good thing. So if you're here and your body's here, it's a good thing to bring you back here. But obviously, if you're over here, if your black dot was here, it's going to take you away. So again, you have to look at when, where you are, what's going on with your body, and when foods are good for you. And that's what this tool allows you to do. So those of you who are interested in becoming practitioners of systems health, come to our tutorial. There's a whole opportunity for you to build an educational business for yourself, help other people. So go to bashiva.com/tutorial. We do it at Fridays at 11 at 7, absolutely no cost, every other Fridays, but it'll give you an introduction and then you can decide how far you want to go with this. So in summary, moringa has about 110 compounds. Each part of the moringa plant has medicinal properties. It's been used for many things, from diabetes, as we discussed, all the way to anemia, joint pain, as you can see them here, whole range of things. And when it comes to diabetes, as we've discussed, it has several health benefits. Number one, it helps lower the blood glucose levels by inhibiting carbohydrate digestion, catalyzed by alpha-glucosidase and alpha-amylase. The other thing is the active molecules of moringa improve glucose homeostasis by mimicking insulin. And the last thing is moringa activates molecules that protect pancreatic beta cells by downregulating the pro-inflammatory cytokines like TNF-alpha. And as we mentioned, you know, look for clean organic sources of it. You may know that our effort with Cytosolve and Truth Food and Health has actually created a global certification called Clean and Raw, which is, and you may see this on products, keep an eye out. This is a very high standard. The products have to be non-GMO. They have to be organic. They have to be have nutritional density. So that's a Clean and Raw certification. So in closing, what I wanted to share with all of you is that you guys also know that I'm running for president of the United States, and all of you can go get one of these banners. And the reason I decided to do was because I'm committed to truth, freedom, and health. As a scientist, as an activist, as an engineer, I want to bring all this together. So what better way to do that than someone like me actually participating in politics? Typically, engineers and scientists are supposed to be in their little nerd silos, or if you're a health person, you're supposed to be in the gym or doing yoga. I like to bring it all together. And the reason this is important to me is if you look at what's going on globally, you find out that those in power really don't like other human beings. For the last 60 years, they've been destroying the health of the world. So the American lifespan is going downward. So if you have a child today and wherever we are today, your child lifespan is going to go down. And you can see the curvature globally. It's unfortunate. And the reason this has occurred is not any one issue, but the healthcare system has destroyed the immune systems of people. The environment, it's difficult to get healthy foods. Educationally, we're not teaching people to look at the bodies and things as systems. Innovation-wise, we produce a lot of weapons for war and destruction, but not to really solve problems. We have corrupt leaders. The people who lead are puppets of large forces. And from an economic standpoint, people, there's a lot of income inequality. These forces stress people out. Stress is the ultimate destruction of people's immune systems, leads to aging. And that's why we have this going on. And the only way out of it is our movement for truth, freedom, health. So I just gave you one aspect of it, the truth and the health stuff, but I've integrated in with why we must take a systems approach even to truth, freedom, health. So we educate people to strengthen the immune system, to take a systems approach, how to innovate. We, our Truth, Freedom, and Health program is creating leaders. We teach people how to support themselves properly. We teach people how to get foods on a budget. We teach a lot of stuff. And all of you can get involved to support what we're doing. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com Become a warrior scholar. You invest a little bit, nowhere near thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars, just a little bit. And by the way, when you go through the Truth, Freedom, Health program, each one of you can give it away to as many children as you want. So get involved, because you will really, really understand the world as a system. You will become educated. You'll become an agent of change. Again, every Thursdays at 11 a.m., we do an orientation, or at 8 p.m. because we are global. We want to help people all over the world. So get involved, 11 a.m. or 8 p.m. RSVP to be involved and become part of this movement. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, sign up and become a warrior, because you will learn to think and to fight and to heal and to think and to fight and to heal all together. And we have three, four, many solutions, but these are the core. Anyway, I hope this was valuable. And to those who just joined, we just had a conversation, a detailed analysis from a science, a political and health standpoint of Moringa on diabetes. Let me see if there's any questions before I sign out. Thank you. Mary says, Dr. Seaver is such a blessing to this world. We must have you as president. Yes, the world deserves one of us, okay? And one of the ways, Mary, to your point, all of you guys can support is yourselves, is go to Dr. Shiva, or Shiva, sorry, shivaforpresident.com, and get one of these bumper stickers, because when you get one of these bumper stickers, it's a very easy way for you guys to support one of us. Remember, those in power, unfortunately, I hate to say, these people hate you. Why is the lifespan going down? It's been occurring over the last, 60, 70 years. Because they want to keep most of the world's resources for themselves, power, profit, control. Our movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, my run for president, for the first time, gives people an opportunity to see what it means to have one of us leading, not one of them. So go get one of these bumper stickers. Donate to this campaign if you want. Help us out, okay? Get involved, get involved, get involved. So as I go out, a lot of you guys want to, right now, we're running the campaign. I'll do a quick video of our campaign. And when we come back, I'll be gone. But be well, be the light. Thank you.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system, and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India, to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for Truth, Freedom, Health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure. the unholy alliance between government and social media companies? Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone. Be well. Be the light. Best to you and your families. And again, those of you who joined late, you may want to go review this. This was a very powerful discussion on Moringa, on diabetes, across science, politics, and health. Be well. Thank you.